Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
Connecting north to south, east to west, high to low, cities and towns, our rivers flood us with wonder. Day after day, year after year, they are there for us. So how can we help a river? Put on your anchor, put down your anchor, until we return to find out how, when we return to the Wildside News, here on WS Radio.
Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
Connecting, it's what we do here on the Wildside News. In a moment, we're going to be talking about a lot of people all over the United States who are connecting their love for their local rivers in the National River Cleanup Week. Get ready to learn how you can have some fun and get something done to clean up and make our great rivers safe for everyone. You know, connecting is important, and I have a need to hear from my listeners. I don't care if you're listening live right now, or if somehow you're listening to the archives, I want to hear from you. So I want you to fire up right now, fire up your email system, whatever that is, on AOL or Outlook Express, and I want you to type in the two. I want you to put in the following. Hurry up now. This is what I write this down, because I want to get an email from each and every single one of you who listens to this show this week. Here's a send it to WILDSIDENEWS, Wildside News, at COX.NET. That's Cox.net. And then, you know, in the subject line, put hi or hello or love your show. But I really want to hear from you, because it is about connecting. I put out these voices and all these interesting people, but I really do want to hear from you. Because you know what? And share some of your thoughts. Tell me what you like. Maybe you've got some ideas. Maybe there's things that you'd like to hear about on the Wildside News. I absolutely would love to hear from you. Well, listen, we have a terrific show coming up, and actually I have two wonderful guests on the line right now. So I want to turn our attention to a very significant event that is happening around the nation this week and next, and actually has already been happening. It's the annual National River Cleanup Week, and to get all of you inspired to join in this great tribute to our American rivers is Robin Brown, who is the Communications Director of America Outdoors, but also is coordinating this event. Robin, welcome to the Wildside News.
Thank you. Good morning.
It's so good to have you here, and I always like to know, you're calling from where?
Knoxville, Tennessee.
Knoxville, Tennessee. I'd love to know, what's it like in Knoxville today?
It's a little bit overcast, but we're going to get up to about 80 degrees this afternoon, I think, and then the thunderstorms are going to start.
Ah, sounds very delightful. Well, tell us, I want to start out, we're going to talk about the river cleanup, but tell us a little bit about America Outdoors that you're also involved with.
America Outdoors is an international trade association of professional companies that provide outdoor recreation services to the public. So we have members operating in 43 different states and 50 foreign countries. And what they do, they offer guided trips such as whitewater rafting, canoeing, kayaking, horse packing. They'll take you into the backcountry to do just about anything you can dream up and you need a guide for.
Wow, that's so exciting. It's part of what I like to refer to as part of our nature industry. There's so many people that rely on nature to make a great living and have a great time and stay healthy. This weekend is the National Rivers Cleanup Week. Why don't you tell us how you got involved with that?
Well, we've been doing this for 13 years now, and in a lot of our members' professions, they are out there on the waterways and seeing, you know, what's in the streams. Mm-hmm. So we thought, well, it would be a good idea to start a grassroots campaign just to let people build constituencies to find out what's going on in their watershed, and that something they carelessly throw out of their car goes down the storm drain is eventually going to be affecting not only just the ecosystem, but their drinking water. So we're a little bit removed from knowing where all of our food and water and everything comes from. Some people think it magically comes out of the tap when you turn it on in the kitchen, but there's a large ecosystem out there that needs to be clean and stay healthy so that we can have healthy drinking water. So America Outdoors designed this about 13 years ago to raise awareness in the community and help people get started with their cleanup efforts.
That's terrific. And we also have a caller online, and just hold on for a moment. She's actually calling from Alaska. Isn't that exciting? But I want to just give us a little, give our listeners a little chance to learn a little bit. What happens on a river cleanup?
What happens on a river cleanup? It can be anything as from a small group doing a shoreline along a, you know, parking lot of a campground or something, and then we have other groups who actually get in the water in canoes and rafts and pull just about anything that's not supposed to be there. They try to pull back out tires, paper cups, tin cans, that sort of thing. And we send them tips on how to organize their cleanup, safety tips, press releases on how to get press for it so that they can turn out some more volunteers. And we really don't dictate how they should conduct their cleanup, but we try to guide them along with what they need to do.
Now, I understand there's people actually on the website, today's show website, I have a link to help people find out where they can participate, which actually goes to America Outdoors. Mm-hmm. So if they want to find out, they can go there. And I understand you have people from all over the country. It's quite impressive. About how many activities are you expecting this weekend, this week actually?
Well, we have 333 different cleanups going on this year. Over 255 groups are doing those. Some groups are doing more than one cleanup, and so this weekend I'd say the majority of them are going to be occurring, probably around 280 to 300 of them. Some of them have already occurred, and then there's some folks who are going to be ongoing all summer long along their waterway.
Well, it's absolutely amazing, and I certainly want to encourage our callers to call in to talk with our guest. We have actually someone who's been involved in the river cleanup program, and this is Julie. She's talking to us from Alaska. Julie, welcome to the Wild Side News.
Oh, thank you. It's great talking to you this morning.
Great. Now, you've done some river cleanups, and why don't you tell us what your experience is and why you find this so fun?
Well, I'm a teacher at Craig Middle School. We approximately have about 90 students here, and I really enjoy getting my students outside and doing some service learning activities. And we take advantage of our gorgeous natural environment that we belong in, the community we belong into, and we get outside, and we just did a community cleanup. Now we're getting ready to work with our local hatchery and our local tribes and the Forest Service on cleaning up some of our rivers.
So it really is a community project. And tell me how that manifests in the community. How does that, you know, what do you feel when you've done a project like that?
We feel absolutely incredible. We feel really good about ourselves. We get to learn outside. We are helping our community. It's a lot of fun. The students get involved. They relate with their teachers in a different way, and we do a lot of writing and science activities, and it's just a great time by all.
So it's not just a matter of getting out there and trudging through the rivers and picking up junk and crud and cleaning things up. It sounds like a great family activity, actually.
Yes, there's a lot of learning going on. We have guest speakers come into our class before we go out. And we have experts on site, and then when we come back, we do a lot of write-ups about what we did.
Great. Now, Robin, I'm just curious, and Julie, we can actually have a little dialogue here. Julie's talking. You're from Alaska. What's it like in Alaska, by the way? I always like to find out.
It is absolutely beautiful today. I'm on Prince of Wales Island,
wow.
And it's the third largest island in the United States, and it's incredible.
Are you calling on the cell phone?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, you got a great connection.
Yeah.
What, in terms of preparing to do a river cleanup, how should people prepare? What should they think of in terms of gear or food, that type of thing?
When groups register, we send them a packet of organizational materials to help them know what's involved. So we send them tips on selecting a site. That's very important. You have to make sure you have the landowner's permission. If you're going to be crossing, you know, private land or public land, you need to know what's going on.
That's true.
Then we send them a little lineup sheet to create a detailed action plan on what they're going to do, a way to line up support and recruit their volunteers, and then things to think about such as arranging for disposing of their stuff, and recycling. We hope that they can recycle as much as possible. And then we send them a checklist of what they need to tell their volunteers to bring, tell their, we advise them to have zone captains so that if they have a large amount of volunteers, that each person has a zone captain they can report to, who will have a radio to, or a phone maybe to relate to the group coordinator, and that person will have all their first aid supplies, and we tell them to bring water and work boots and work gloves, and I mean, we just go on and on. We've got all kinds of information that we send in the free packet we send out.
I guess one of the interesting aspects of this is the fact that you find some really strange things. I mean, this isn't just a matter of picking up, you know, paper and scraps and tin cans. There's some pretty exotic finds that happen on occasion.
Yes, I just got a trash tracking form. We send a trash tracking form out with the packet, and I got one back that said they pulled three VWs. Now, I haven't called her back to say, do you actually mean Volkswagens? But she said they pulled three VWs out of their stream this year.
Wow, those are so collector's items.
Those
at this
are collector's
point.
Items. We've got, you know, the regular tires, lump for shopping carts, that sort of thing. But then you get bowling balls and just luggage and weird stuff that you wouldn't think somebody would be trashing out into the stream, but it somehow makes its way in there.
Julie, I'm just curious, what was kind of the nature of the stuff that you pulled out of the river and along the banks? You know, now actually, let's be specific too. It really is riverbank mostly that you're involved with. Do you actually get out into the river and clean up underwater?
On the edges we do, yeah, and we'll be doing ours next week. We were focusing on three local rivers, but one of our rivers is next to a household, and so we do find a lot of household items.
Uh-huh. I know that there have been some extraordinary things. Someone was talking about finding a sink, for example, and cars are fairly common. But also, there's a lot of tertiary benefits. I mean, it's okay, so you're walking along the riverbank, and you're looking for trash and things, but then, as well, you get the experience of actually walking along the river. And I think that that's probably one of the great advantages. Why don't you talk about some of the advantages of getting out on a weekend or throughout a week and spending time in this project?
A lot of people don't realize what wonderful watersheds and shorelines that they have in their city. You know, they drive by it. But unless you get out in a canoe or kayak or you walk the bank, like you say, you just forget what's down there, the wildlife, the turtles, the egrets, and the geese and all of that. So it really, that makes people feel good about it because they actually are getting out and going, wow, I don't have to sit inside all the time. If we can keep this clean and we bring people out, this can be a really nice place to recreate. So it helps in that way.
Now, if people wanted to, can people still sign up at this point?
Yes. We send out, registration is free, and we send out the packet of materials with the tips on conducting and organizing the cleanup, the sample press releases, safety information, that sort of thing. We also send our pre-registered groups trash bags for their cleanup efforts. But we ask that people register early to get those because this year we had 43,000 trash bags printed and they are all gone.
Wow, 43,000. That's
so they we'd still love them to register and get the support materials. We also have a video available that we have made that shows them how to do it, just walk them through conducting a cleanup, but the bags are gone.
Wow, that's absolutely extraordinary. And how would they actually get in touch with you? Give us some phone numbers or websites, that type of thing.
They can call our office, which is 865-558-3595, or they can visit nationalrivercleanup.com, and there's an online registration form there.
Now, Julie, I'm just curious, how is it that you got involved in this? Tell us a little bit about yourself and how did you find out about this and become so involved?
Well, I've heard about the Adopt a Stream program and just had done some research and then found out about this, and then another woman I work with, Donna Ray James, had set this actually up. She's out camping with a lot of our middle school students right now, and both of us, we grew up here on Prince of Wales Island and we're just really interested in helping our local environment and instilling that same value with the students we work with.
Well, that's great. So, this is now the this continues. It isn't really just this week. It actually is kind of a way we refer to this, but actually, this continues over a period of time. Robin, why don't you talk about that a little bit too?
Yes, we have to pick a target date so that we can send out the materials and get the best press for it and get support for people. But we understand that all across the country, there's going to be people in the South that by May, the vegetation is too high, the things are too hot. And then in the north at this date, sometimes people say, my river still has ice in the edges. So we say, whatever date that is best for you, then that is what you should choose. But we try to get everybody on our date so that it actually makes the group a coordinated effort across the country all at one time.
Now, some people are concerned about West Nile virus. What sort of special information are you providing to people to protect about that, if you are?
Well, we really just send in our first aid information that, you know, that they should wear insect repellent and protect themselves. We don't address that specifically because we haven't really had any feedback from that yet.
Right. Well, actually, one of the reasons I mentioned that is the fact that on the Wild Side News website, I have a link to the Tendercorp Corporation that is providing free samples of their products that are the insect repellents, DEET, and natural products. And so if they go there and they fill out a very short, brief form, just a name, address, they need to know where to ship it to you. You can get all of your people. You might even tell them about that. That if they go to the website, they can have that. Well, this sounds very exciting. And how many people do you think are going to be out there as part of this project?
This year, we have estimated that there's going to be 48,411 volunteer participants, and they have estimated that they're going to be cleaning 9,637 miles of shoreline. And once we get the trash tracking programs back in, we'll find out exactly how many volunteers they had and how many miles they accomplished.
Okay. Thank you both so much, Robin, Julie, for being on the Wild Side News. And we'll continue when we return, the worldwide leader in Internet Talk.